Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Edwin Watts Golf Shops by Worldwide Golf. There's something that binds us all. The collective goal to transcend the ordinary. Introducing the all-new Ping G730 and I530 irons. The G730 irons are Ping's longest and most forgiving irons, while the I530s fit golfers who want more distance in a player's design and are engineered for higher launch and more. Visit us in-store at Edwin Watts Golf Shops or online at worldwidegolf.com. Get there.
Book Highball Lanes in Fondren for your next private or company party. At Highball Lanes, you get an amazing bowling experience and delicious food in the beautiful restaurant and bar. Private parties or a company get-together. Book it today at Highball Lanes in Fondren. The Catfish Reuben, Highball Nachos, and Cheesesteak Melt are my favorite at Highball Lanes in Fondren. Go to highballlanes.com. That's highballlanes.com.
WRKS Pickens Jackson.
Live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
We're back.
It's the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming live worldwide on the Out of Bounds radio app.
And on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
What is that thing?
The Zone.
Jed, I'm your host, Bo Bounds. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, driven by your next Nissan Pathfinder or Nissan Rogue, both new body styles, Canon, Nissan, and Jackson. The Nissan Pathfinder, Nissan Rogue, that's the crossover. Obviously, the Pathfinder is the SUV. Canon, Nissan, and Jackson, visit them on the hill. Canon, Nissan, in Jackson. Breakfast this morning brought to you by Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. Don't forget that Steven and B3 Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue have opened up their new location in Dogwood, Flowood. It's great, too. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, B3 Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue, Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit, and it is delicious. And then lunch is great with the comeback burger, Sonic Boom. They've got blue plates. And I recommend the fried pickles and the onion rings. Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue. Open in Dogwood, Flowood. Jackson Meadows with me. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. We are the Out of Bounds Show. We're live from the Napa Auto Parts Store, Highway 49 South in Richland, Mississippi. Big day today. Big sale. Big sale on tools and equipment, and the Gear Wrench 18-wheeler truck is here on site. It's pretty awesome, too, and they've got big discounts on Gear Wrench tools, but all their tools and equipment will be on sale. So for local technicians and mechanics, come on. Lunch will be provided, and then they've got Milwaukee Tools deal, and free batteries will be available while supplies last here at the Napa Auto Parts Store in Richland, Mississippi, Highway 49 South. Also, Autel Diagnostic Rep will be on site for advice, tips, and discounts for the technicians and mechanics. Autel is the best and most used diagnostic tool in the market. Want to thank Reggie Sims and the team here for hosting us at the Napa Auto Parts Store in Richland, Mississippi. We talked a little bit of Calipari. I guess y'all, you know, some of you are still hanging in there. I just had a guy drop by that's in our March Madness bracket. It was pretty cool. This guy's ranked 9th right now. I know.
That's pretty nice.
I love meeting a listener, and he was like, hey, I enter every year, and I was in the area, and I want you to know that I'm 9th, and my national championship team is still alive. I was like, who do you have? I was thinking he was going to pick, say, UConn or Houston.
Yeah.
Because as I look at our bracket, that's – and North Carolina, that's kind of how it lines up. He said, I have Iowa State. I went, they are good. They are good. They've been good. They're good, and they're dangerous. And we'll see. We'll see what happens here as we're trying to punch our ticket to the Elite Eight. That's Thursday games, right?
Right.
They punch it for Saturday in the Elite Eight.
Right.
And then Friday's games, they punch for Sunday's Elite Eight. You still got huge names in. Duke, North Carolina, UConn, Arizona, and then you've got some really good teams that we've talked about, like Creighton and Tennessee and Iowa State and so on. We have the SEC flavor, even after Greg Sankey said we need to expand the tournament. We can't leave our teams out that have good years. Because there's only so many bids. We look at it as 64. It's not 64 because of all the automatic qualifiers through the conference championships, which I think there's way too many. And people get mad at me when I say that, and that's fine. And I love an upset here or there. You know, the Oakland thing is a cool story. But especially when it comes to the second weekend, it is proven people want to see the name teams. Like North Carolina, like UConn, like Duke, and I guess Tennessee's turning that way a little bit. Arizona's a huge name in college basketball. I know that's hard. I know we don't really follow Arizona Wildcat sports, but they've been good for over 30 years. You know what? There was an article in Cigar Aficionado several years ago, and it talked about boosters. I don't know how they did this. This is before it became legal to just give as much money as you want to a recruit, and they profiled all these coaches, and one of the coaches that they profiled was Lute Olson, who at that time was at Arizona, legendary coach, won the national championship in 97, and they paired him with one of the boosters. I guess he was either in Tucson or Phoenix area, owned a bunch of car dealerships, talked about all the money he gave, not to players, I'm sure he did, but to the program, you know, through the Foundation Booster Club. But I remember that article and thinking, you know, eventually this thing's going to turn, and now you can give Josh Hubbard or Jackson Dart as much money as you want, depending on what the market bears and the free market tells you, or what, you know, someone tells you. So Josh Hubbard's definitely looking at another payday, a newer, better payday, as well-deserved. And Jackson Dart got one in whenever it was, January or so. So that's where we are. And we've got big names. Arizona's a big name in hoops. Huge name. Now, for y'all are looking at your bracket. Mine is it's pitiful. It really is. I picked Auburn. I'll never do that again. My bracket is ranked 15.5 million.
All right.
How terrible is that?
That's a feat.
Yeah.
That's a feat.
My bracket is – I'm in the 42 percentile, which is awful. And it's just – yeah, it's bad. But, man, we've got some people in the 99, 97, 97, 97, 95. I mean, we have people that are on fire in our bracket. And I've got North Carolina, Houston, UConn. North Carolina, Houston, UConn. That's what it all is. And here's an Iowa State. Oh, this is the guy that just stopped by. Here's the Iowa State dude. He is 9th. Good for him.
I mean, look, if Iowa State does somehow get on out of there and win it, he's winning it.
Yeah,
he's winning it. No way anyone else picked Iowa State in that last little core.
No, they didn't. I don't see another Iowa State.
It's his to take.
I do see a Marquette at number 16.
If they win it, that is the winner.
We do have a couple of Arizona. Oh, tied with the guy who stopped by, there's an Arizona. This guy's name that stopped by, I mean, this isn't his real name, but his handle is Flying Hawaiian.
Nice.
Which I think is pretty good.
Who was, oh Lord. There was a what flying Hawaiian. Who was it?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Hold on.
Am I trying to think of it's somebody like?
I think it's a baseball player. Okay. It is Shane Victorino. It's got to be who it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
MLB?
Played for the Red Sox. Won a championship out there.
Ah.
Yeah, it was nice. It is him. Shane Victorino.
Hey, let's throw out the Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. Of course, Jackson Meadows knows who that is because Jackson's a Boston Red Sox and Boston Celtics fan.
He also, let me go to the football one, and I completely forgot about this, and this is on me. Where's Troy Polamalu?
He was a great player for Southern Cal and Pittsburgh.
He is the Flying Hawaiian. That is what they called him for a long, long time.
Man, watching him was fun when he was at the Steelers.
Was he the first one to kind of like do that, the jump over the center deal? Because you remember,
He may have been one of the first.
I think he was to literally clear the line at the snap count. I want to say he was. And if so, revolutionary.
Yeah, he played like four different positions for the Steelers.
It was incredible.
Edge rusher, outside linebacker, free safety, strong safety. The guy was everywhere. That was Dick LeBeau, arguably the best defensive coordinator in the history of the NFL, is when Troy Polamalu was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hey, the text line is 601-885-3776, and we're driven by your next John Deere tractor from Ag Up Equipment in Canton or Pearl. Hit agup.com. Good morning. Welcome in on a Wings Wednesday.
Bulldog Nation knows that Starkville is Mississippi's college town, but it is also a history town, an arts and music town, a shopping and dining town, an outdoor adventure town. Come to town for a great SEC football game and stay for the Starkville experience. Whether it's an SEC game day or you're celebrating a weekend with MSU classmates, enjoy Starkville, Mississippi's college town, year-round. It's time to try something new in Starkville.
Hey, this is Bo. I'm excited to welcome Aplos and Highland Village and Aplos and the Renaissance to Out of Bounds. Aplos is simple Mediterranean, and I love the Greek wings, the margarita pizza, and all the gyros. Aplos and Jackson and the Renaissance have fabulous outside areas to enjoy lunch, dinner, and drinks. And don't forget, Aplos and Jackson and the Renaissance will cater your next party. Aplos is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. Hey, the Armory, they have suppressors, optics, and firearms. They're on Lake Harbor in Ridgeland. The Armory, suppressors, optics, and firearms, they're right in front of Kroger. The Armory, right in front of Kroger on Lake Harbor in Ridgeland. Optics, suppressors, and firearms presented by the Armory in Ridgeland. I got Jackson Meadows with me. He says he's betting on every game. Thursday and Friday.
Just here to party.
He's got
baby.
All the winners.
I mean, locks.
Okay. Who do you. Let me go over it again for you. I got it right here.
You going to rail me off the Sweet 16?
Yeah. So, who am I rooting for? I don't know if I can. I can't root for Bama.
No.
So that's out. Bama's won enough in football. And I got to figure out who I. You know, I'm a little. So, Marquette has an assistant coach. Their top assistant is from Madison Ridgeland Academy, Neil Berry. I just think that's so cool.
Love it.
That he's Shaka Smart's top assistant. I watched Marquette over the weekend, watching Shaka celebrate, and I saw Neil Berry. That was cool. I'm not for Duke. So I'm leaning Marquette. I like Tennessee. I don't know if I should root for a SEC team or not, but man, Dalton Connect is an absolute dude and so much fun to watch. That's late Friday. That's the Wilderness Trail Bourbon State game. That's 9:09 Friday night. I'll actually be able to stay up for that because, that's cool. Jackson's laughing at me because he told me yesterday morning. I'm like, Jackson, he's coming in strong. He's like signing a big time free agent quarterback. And he comes in to be the executive producer, and we're very grateful and thankful. And I'm like, look, I know you've got a little bit different schedule. You're not used to, getting here at 6:45 in the morning, and it is early, and I appreciate it. And yesterday morning before we had Alex Eaton on from Aplos Restaurant, Jackson's like, yeah, man, I went to get a Frosty at 12:30. And I went, yesterday during lunch? He went, no, last night. I went, dude, you're not going to be able to wake up. And, I was 3 hours into sleep.
Man.
And Jackson's ordering a Frosty from Wendy's at 12:30.
Well, I mean, it was in the middle of the rainstorm, man. I needed a little pep.
I know.
I needed a little pep. Whatever. Indonesian tennis is going on. I got things to do.
Oh, gosh. Maybe I can convince Mark and Sally at Beagle Bagel in Madison to come up with a Frosty machine while you're there so that right when you walk in the door, one of the sweet ladies downstairs will just hand you a – I love a Frosty, too. I haven't had one in forever. When my kids were little and we were doing, basketball and baseball and dance and soccer and the 9,000 different things that you do with them from 4 or 5 years old till teenager – you go through your survival mode. So right. You go through wherever, throw a bunch of food in the back seat. They get it all over themselves. Hell, you got fries here and Frosties all over the place and, ketchups all over here and there. But, a Frosty is damn good.
Well, let me ask you now. I mean, obviously Frosties, they're top notch.
Right.
It's classic. It's simple. It's elegant. I'll use that for a Frosty. Elegance. It's what a Frosty, just screams at you. It's elegance. Now, are you a fries in the Frosty type of guy?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Come on.
See, here's my theory there. People get too cute in life. And I see this all the time. So here's the deal. Wendy's fries are good as Wendy's fries.
Right.
Wendy's Frosty is good as a Wendy's Frosty.
That's a good point.
I mean, do I like ketchup? Yes. I don't need ketchup on my steak. Okay. But my steak is good as is seared medium rare. I mean, if I go Pittsburgh rare, fine. I'll even need it medium now because of Chris at Kessler Prime. But look, I'm talking about a Kessler Prime medium, Waffle House medium.
Whoa, easy.
And I like Waffle House, and their model's amazing. But here's the point. No, you go fries. I'm sorry. Yeah, fries, and you go just a little bit of ketchup. If you even need it. Most time you don't. And then a Frosty's fine. But, I do when I go down to the coast, especially the Mississippi Gulf Coast, a lot of times I stop at the Dairy Queen in McGee.
It's a good one.
And I get a small chocolate sundae.
I like that. That's not bad at all. But, you think about it. If you're on the way to the coast, you can get one of those chocolate Frosties and turn that thing into a bushwhacker real quick.
Well, I was thinking that they've got a lemonade stand here set up here at Napa Auto Parts, Highway 49 South in Richland. It's called Mazi May. I think it's really cool. They've got a cool bus and everything, or van, and they've got the lemonade. And I didn't bring any Tito's, so I guess I'm just gonna have a lemonade without Tito's. Looks like a sweet lady that's running this lemonade stand. They also have the Gear Wrench 18-wheeler truck and discounts on Gear Wrench tools. And this 18-wheeler truck is serious, man. So you can just walk up in it, and they've got all their tools in there. It's pretty nice. The sales rep pulled up in an Audi, and then the 18-wheeler dude pulled up behind him. And when he got out of the car, he looked like a friend of mine. I thought Dole Bryan, who's from here, now lives in Oxford. He's always traveling. And I thought he had gotten out of the car and was just looking at me. But it was the It was a sales rep.
Did you wave?
Gear wrench. What?
Did you wave at him?
I did.
Okay. Oh, well, great.
I waved.
Nice. Yeah, were you waving under the, you know, an impression that it was your friend?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. That's what I like.
Yes.
And then it wasn't. That's what I live for. I love that.
All right. It's a Wings Wednesday brought to you by Aplos in Highland Village and Aplos in the Renaissance. We told you about the Greek wings yesterday. We're taking Jackson to smash some wings in the Renaissance. We'll let him look at all the single ladies and all that. But Greek wings at Aplos are amazing. It's also a Wings Wednesday at Two Brothers in Starkville. I haven't been to Starkville in a while, but I'm going next week. So it will be Two Brothers time. And it may be a double. What I've started doing is eating wings there, but then getting a to-go order.
Oh.
Right.
That's just smart.
Well, because you come back from the baseball or basketball game, and you got wings, and you just, you know, you reach into the fridge, and you get an Ultra or, you know, an ice cold Busch Light, and you've got your Two Brothers wings.
I mean, I thought you were meaning, you know, you get your to-go wings, and as soon as you get back from the restaurant, you go ahead and finish off that last little batch. Polish them last 10 off, and, you know, head to that, you know, just call it quits for the day.
I guess I'm going to have to take you to Kessler, too, for coming back.
Well, you know.
Free agent of the year for 2024.
It's not a bad decision.
What is this?
It's never been a bad decision.
No, it hasn't been a bad decision. Okay, so we've got one more segment coming up. There's a lot of people here. I feel like there's a lot going on. People are in and out. And
the lemonade stand.
They got a lemonade stand. They're serving lunch. They've got deals on gear wrench tools, deals on Milwaukee tools. And we're here at Napa Auto Parts Store, Highway 49 South in Richland, Mississippi. And this is the place to be. I'm hungry, by the way. That Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit sounds right now.
I want some.
Somebody asked me, where did they open? They opened in Dogwood. You can't miss it. You can see it from Lakeland or 25. So they're right by Chipotle. Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue are now in Dogwood. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right, so whether you want the fried pickles, which I highly recommend, some comeback sauce, or you want the honey butter chicken biscuit in the morning, that's the route you want to go. Jackson Meadows with me. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. And the show is brought to you by Wilderness Trail Bourbon, SEC Insider Hit. Coming up next on ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Springtime is here, and it's time to celebrate baseball and hoops with super premium Patron Tequila. Two of my favorite Patron Tequila cocktails are the Patron Reposado Paloma and the Patron Silver Margarita. Patron Tequila is 100% blue agave and handcrafted for me and you. Here's to a Patron cocktail with good friends. Visit PatronTequila.com for wonderful cocktail recipes. Sound and Communications is the leader in audio video systems for churches, businesses, and athletic facilities. SoundCom has worked with high schools, junior colleges, and universities to provide state-of-the-art audio video systems. SoundCom will design and install your audio video or AV systems. SoundCom is the AV expert. Visit their website, soundcomav.com. That's soundcomav.com. Meadows is excited. They have roasted peanuts here. So the lemonade is compliments of Napa Auto Parts, Highway 49 South in Richland. But the bag of peanuts are $3, and they look delicious. I just went outside and talked to the dude.
Well, you know you're going to get lemonade if you get the peanuts.
No doubt.
You have to. I mean, you can't.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. You can't not, right? Got to have something to wash all the salt down with.
They have some cool cups and straws here. We're live from the Napa Auto Parts store, Highway 49 South in Richland, Mississippi. The Gear Wrench 18-wheeler is here. They've got discounts on those tools. Milwaukee tools, too. Let's see. Deals with free batteries will be available while supplies last. And all their tools and equipment will be on sale, and lunch will be provided today. Also, a Autel diagnostic rep is here on site to offer advice, tips, and discounts to technicians and mechanics. Autel is the best and most used diagnostic tool in the market, all powered by Napa Auto Parts, Highway 49 South in Richland, Mississippi. Jackson Meadows with me. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Thought we had two really good interviews today. Tristan Ferris, Big Blue Nation, Kentucky insider, did a great job. And, you know, talking about Calipari and the fact that he's coming back. And then Joey Ikes, Cowboys insider, corporate finance, talked about Jerry and Stephen Jones. I don't think it should surprise anybody that they're not focused on winning championships. They like the idea of, well, of course they like the idea because it's the reason why they have nine holding companies in the portfolio they have. It's driven them to create wealth in oil, gas, energy, and real estate. But and they know that the Star and the Cowboys Stadium, AT&T, is going to be sold out as far as fans. The concessions and the merch is going to sell. And then, of course, the tours year-round of the Star are going to be there. They spent about $190 million last year. The overwhelming majority of the teams spent $250-plus million. You had some teams spending $300 million. Really, when you look at it, really the baseline's $275 million. So just to kind of give you an idea of where they are. And Jerry Stephen really took over about 12 years ago, the quote-unquote empire, and his deal is oil, gas, energy, and real estate. And I think you could pick up on that if you've watched his interviews. I mean, he loves being shown in the suite on Sunday. They love the fact that they get all the 315 and 325 games on Sunday afternoon. The Dallas Cowboys love the fact that they get Sunday night games and Monday night games. And again, what I just went over, you know, people are going to go to the stadium, spend a boatload of money, buy merch, concessions, suites, you know, 20 to 20 yard line tickets, and all that. But they're not serious about winning championships. And I thought it was funny it's not funny, actually. If you're a Cowboys fan or a Dak Prescott fan, it's not funny at all. But I thought it was interesting that he said, look, Howie Roseman is the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles. He lives, sleeps, and breathes football in every transaction. And if you notice the Eagles, man, they'll pick – somebody goes on the wire, they pick them up. I mean, somebody enters into free agency, boom. And John Lynch is doing the same with the San Francisco 49ers, and Veach, who's the GM of the Chiefs, is doing the same thing too. I mean, Stephen Jones is in a meeting today on their real estate holdings, and I don't blame him. But he's not doing what Roseman's doing.
No.
Or Veach or Lynch or Ozzie Newsome or any of these guys. So it's amazing. It is nothing short of remarkable of what they have – what Romo and Dak have made them a 9-13 win team, and they've pretty much lived in the playoffs.
Oh, they have.
Yeah, but you got to build, and you know, Dak and the Cowboys have two playoff wins, and that's not enough to. Dak wants to win more. I mean, you know, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, but it is what it is. So will Dak be back? We'll see. It looks like they have. They do not want to spend over $200 million on their roster. And many, many other teams in the league will. By the way, $200 million, I mean, that's chump change. You know, that puts you in the bottom three of the league as far as spending on your roster.
I mean
Tyron Smith just went to the Jets because the Cowboys claimed they couldn't spend $2 million.
I just...
Now, do you believe that?
I mean, that's a top-notch...
Is that Dak's fault?
No.
He's hell of an offensive lineman.
Oh, he's very good.
Yeah.
That's one you don't let go if you have. Because there's not many to replace him with.
No, and that's what people are... It's funny, the Cowboys media are funny. I follow them all because of Dak on Twitter. And, you know, watching the way they do, and they love Jerry and Steven because Jerry and Steven take care of the Dallas Cowboys media. I mean, you know, the press box, the food, the travel, all that. I mean, it's Ritz-Carlton. But where Jerry gets them and Steven is when they invite them out to Oxnard outside of Los Angeles for training camp. The overwhelming majority of them go. Well, Bobby Belt was telling us several years ago, who's a big Dallas Cowboy media guy, was like, look, man, they don't play around. Jerry, obviously, has a home out there and on the whatever Pacific Palisades. And at the beginning of training camp, they throw a party. And I mean sushi bar, lobster bar, anything you want in the world. Outside, beautiful area, overlooking the water. And all the Cowboys media go there, and they get all worked up and juiced up and hot and heavy. And you can see them on Twitter and Instagram literally coming out of that party. They go from being realistic of, here, you know, hey, here's what I just explained to you. Steven Jones is the GM and spends 30% of the time that the other GMs spend. And, man, they go crazy. They're like, it's a Super Bowl team. Because Jerry will come on, and he talks to the media every week or every other day. And he's like, yeah, we have a Super Bowl team. No, they don't.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
They don't.
No.
But Jerry says it, and so they take it, and they go back, and they do their podcast, and they write about it, and that's fine. But that's how the whole thing works. And they get to go out to L.A. for a couple weeks, and they get wined and dined. And I know he throws one big party, but he may throw more than that. And that's where we are. So... although I did bring the Dallas Cowboys helmet this morning, and it's funny, these guys will walk in and they'll say, I don't like that helmet. I like that helmet. I like that helmet. So I brought the Cowboys, Patron Tequila, Tito's, handmade vodka, and the Mississippi State helmet. And it's funny listening to most of the guys don't like the Cowboys helmet, or either they don't like Jerry Jones. I don't know.
Probably
hey,
Jerry.
I want to tell you. Yeah, I agree. Hey, I want to tell you about what's going on at CORE Wellness and Recovery. They've got this machine called TED, and it's really awesome. And TED is a hair restoration machine for females, males and females, men and women. And if you're starting to lose your hair, you want to go meet TED. And it's no needles, no pain, no downtime. No needles, no pain, no downtime. And TED is this unbelievable machine, very expensive, that CORE Wellness and Recovery bought, and they're already having success with females and males. So if your hair's thinning or you're losing your hair, you want to go check out the TED hair restoration equipment at CORE Wellness and Recovery. Now, they also have the IV therapies, the red light therapy, the cryo skin, and all that. But if you're losing your hair, and you want to get on it quick, you want to go see TED, and this machine is cutting edge, and no needles, no pain, no downtime. TED Hair Restoration at CORE Wellness and Recovery. CORE Wellness and Recovery. Now, Jackson, did you pick a team on who's going to win, who you want to win?
On who's going to win this, you know, at the end of this whole deal, this whole dance?
Yeah, so North Carolina, Iowa State, UConn,
Arizona.
You know,
who do Marquette. I want to win or who I think's going to win?
Both.
Want? I'd love to see Iowa State win it.
Okay.
I don't know why. I think, but I mean, you talked about it earlier. You mentioned, you know, they've been a good team, a good program for a while now. And I can remember earlier, you know, in my early ages of filling out brackets, I can vividly remember.
4 years old?
Yeah, right around. That's when, well, probably three. I think I started gambling at four. So, you know, we were honed in on that. But, you know, they've been here, man. I can vividly remember 13 over a four. I've seen them upset people before. It's been this progression, and it's been a cool one to watch because they're never a really, really bad team. They haven't ever been a really, really, really good team until the past, you know, 3-4 years. So it's kind of been, you know, kind of cool to see a little chapter if it can, you know, bring it all in and tie it all together. I'd like to see it.
Man, if Iowa State was able to pull it off, that would be wild. Let's see. I picked Auburn, so I'm out. My bracket's ranked 15.5 million. As far as who do I have left in the tournament, this is going to be interesting. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. And so my bracket, all right, I still have UConn. No, I don't. I picked Auburn. My God.
That Auburn, yeah, they threw everybody off.
I still have Houston alive.
I would like to see Houston, too, now. That would be another fun one to see.
I still have Illinois alive and Iowa State. That's not too bad.
No, that's pretty good.
North Carolina and Bama, I'm out on that. Purdue and Gonzaga, I'm still in. Creighton and Tennessee, I'm still in. And Clemson and Arizona, I'm still in. So maybe I can move up from like 15.5 million to 15.4 million.
You know, hey, if you can do that, that's called progress. That is progress. And we take progress where we can get it.
We do. Speaking of progress, what do you think about Mississippi State and Ole Miss baseball? So I'm not there yet. And if y'all can tell, I'm not sold on either team. We're only 2 weeks in. I think, you know, they may can scratch their way into a road regional. I do understand that they played some big-time teams the first two weekends. Ole Miss eases into a softer land and pull this weekend as they'll play Kentucky at home. And you got to take 2 of 3, if not sweep. Mississippi State goes on the road to Florida, and what are they trying to do? They're trying to avoid getting swept. They just need a game.
One.
If Lamonis comes out of this series 4-5, he gets one game. That is – so he'll have 21 games left to win 10 games, right? 21 games left to win 10 conference games. And that could put – that should put him – although they're really, you know, dancing with the devil, so to speak – on these non-conference games. But he'll have 21 games after this weekend. If they get one game, they'll be 4-5. If they win 10 and finish 14-16, then I think he extends his career. They punch their ticket as a 2 or 3 seed on the road. And because you're in the SEC, you're good enough to win a road regional. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself. Ole Miss, I'm not sure. You know, last weekend they should have been swept. They were run ruled twice. And they had this amazing rally in the ninth inning in the second game over Tennessee. So I don't think there's probably a whisker worth the difference in either team. So we'll see there. The pitchforks are out for Lamonis, as they should be. And I like Chris, but they should be. You know, the first year after the national championship game win, you were terrible. Or you weren't any good. And then last year was just humiliating for the fan base. So they're showing some signs of life, I guess, both squads. But I'm not there yet, and I'm not really in. I mean, I'm going to go. I'm going to enjoy myself either way, whether I'm sitting in the chair backs and, like, locked into every pitch, which I don't think is going to happen this year, but we'll see. Or whether I'm in the outfield as some friends invite me out. And, you know, we've got ribeye poppers and ribs and wings and everything else that's being cooked on the grill. So I'm not sure yet. There's still time for your team to do what they need to do. and get where they want to go. It does look like a little more parity, and I may be speaking. I think there's more parity in the league. I do. Mississippi State and Ole Miss could already be in a bad spot. They're not. Again, Ole Miss has to win their series or sweep. Sweeping is so difficult, but I guess they could do that against Kentucky with their talent. And then Mississippi State's got to find a way to get one win over Kevin O'Sullivan Sullivan and the Florida Gators, who are absolutely loaded. Again. But I am more focused on March Madness. Really, I'm more focused. I mean, look, I know Ole Miss is going to be good. I think they're going to – worst case scenario is 9-3, but I kind of lean 10-2. Could they trip up outside of LSU or Georgia? Sure. Did they pull one of the all-time schedules, pulling Kentucky, South Carolina, Arkansas, and Mississippi State on this year? Absolutely. I'm not convinced that Oklahoma – I mean, it could be a challenge, but at home, feel pretty good about that. Ole Miss has a better roster. Lane's a better head coach. You know, we'll see. That's a bigger story for me right now, although this thing will march on with Lemonis. But I tell you what I'm hearing, because you know Dart's good. There's a little bit of chatter around Blake Shapen and Starbuck. They haven't had a quarterback like this in a while. The kid's played a ton. He won a bunch of games at Baylor. I told y'all when I talked to Dave Bartu, he told me, he said, you know, Baylor was awful in the offensive and defensive line. And so Shapen's been kind of running around, having to do it himself, and he's gotten injured a couple of times, but nothing close to terrible injuries. He's back in spring. Excuse me. He's back in spring practice getting after it. But they haven't had a playmaker at the quarterback position in a while. Probably since.
Ooh, where are you going?
Schrader?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was a true freshman.
Right.
Right, that was the year that John Rhys Plumlee had to play as a true freshman at Ole Miss. And Garrett Schrader had to play as a true freshman at Mississippi State. In fact, they battled head-to-head in the Golden Egg game.
They did.
And I thought both of them played really good football considering the absolute mess that was going on around them in 2019. So Blake Shapen is the first playmaker that they've had. And you never got to see Schrader do his thing because when Leach came in, that the offensive assistants decided they weren't even going to give, you know, Schrader a chance.
Crazy.
Hindsight 2020, you would have. He goes on to Syracuse and has an unbelievable career. And ends up with a solid. I mean, he was up there, I think, around 63-64 completion percentage. I'd be interested to see what his future looks like. You know, he got big, and he's a physical kid. He was the same way, kind of as Blake Shapen. He had to do it all. Syracuse wasn't any good, kind of like Baylor. And I wonder if Schrader can find his way into the NFL.
Ooh.
He's big, 6'3", almost 6'4", 225, 30 pounds. Played his tail off the last couple of years and put up some good numbers for a crappy team. And beat, who did he pull off? Did they beat Clemson? I think they did. I think they beat Clemson a couple of years ago. I hope he makes the NFL. He's a hell of an athlete. He'd have been unbelievable under Dan Mullen. Hugh Freeze, you know, you give those guys, and even Lebby now, you know, Lebby could take a Schrader and roll. What are we doing now? The Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. If you missed any of our interviews this week, including Tom Luganville on Caleb Cunningham or Joey Ikes on the Dallas Cowboys and the disaster that is Stephen and Jerry Jones, or Mike D'Attilier talking Saints and Breeze and Peyton, you can go to Apple Podcast or Spotify and search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds. That's Apple Podcast or Spotify and search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds. We've had a great time here today at the Napa Auto Parts Store here on Highway 49 South in Richland, Mississippi. The Gear Wrench 18-wheeler truck is on site, and they've got big discounts on Gear Wrench tools. The dude that I just talked to from Gear Wrench is from Nashville. Nice guy. And they've got a couple other guys. They've got everything out in the parking lot rolling. All the tools and equipment here at the Napa Auto Parts store, Highway 49 South in Richland, they're on sale. Lunch will be provided in a couple hours. And then the Milwaukee Tools, they've got deals with free batteries, will be available while supplies last. And they've got the Altel Diagnostic Rep is on site here. And he's here to give advice, tips, and discounts to the local technicians and mechanics in the area. Altel is the best and most used diagnostics tool in the market, all powered by Napa Auto Parts, Highway 49 South in Richland, Mississippi. Thanks to Reggie Sims and the team for hosting us. Thank you to Ronnie and the crew for opening up the building at 6:30 this morning. And it's Wednesday, but it feels like Thursday. I do want to give a shout-out. Mudbugs is open today through Sunday. And they'll be slinging some amazing crawfish and crab legs and shrimp. Mudbugs, Government Street in Brandon. And then, of course, Old Fannin Road. Matt and the team, Sandra, Paul, Mudbugs, Wednesday through Sunday. Live music, great place to – you can get it to go. Or you can sit down and enjoy the dozen-plus beers that they have on tap, including Key City and Southern Prohibition and Ace and Michelob Ultra. I had this article in The Athletic that I wanted to hit, and I totally forgot about it. We're going to do that tomorrow. It's the villains and the heroes in college football.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've got Deion Sanders on here, Kirby Smart, Lane Kiffin, Dan Lanning. I'll tell you what they are later, tomorrow. All right, Jackson Meadows saved us today. We're rolling through the week. Tomorrow's the Sweet 16. I'm ready. You're ready. We'll see how your bracket, you know, is able to hold, and we'll go from there. I can't wait, though. Come out here to Napa Auto Parts today and enjoy some lunch. They've got lemonade. They've got roasted peanuts. We've got Gear Wrench tools, Milwaukee tools, discounts on those, and all supplies and equipment and tools here at the Napa Auto Parts Store, Highway 49 South in Richland, Mississippi. Reggie Sims, thanks for hosting us today. And hit this location today because of everything that's going on. And then hit any of the locations in the metro area, including the one I-55 North in DeVille Plaza, starting tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the show. For Jackson Meadows, I am your host, Bo Bounds. Thanks for listening to ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Don't forget, hit Apple Podcasts or Spotify and search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds. Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds. Lunch today brought to you by Aplos and the Renaissance.
Muskelly Furniture is your one-stop destination for all your home furnishing needs. At Muskelly's, we've got something for everyone. Whether you're looking to refresh your space or upgrade your sleep, you can find it all at Muskelly Furniture. Our friendly, well-trained team members are here to assist you every step of the way, making your shopping experience as smooth as possible. And don't forget that Muskelly Sleep Stores are now inside all Muskelly locations. Come see us. It's our family serving your family with excellence.
It's time for the Blue Health Minute, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, reminding you of the importance of your health. Regular physical activity promotes better quality of life, improves sleep, increases energy, and reduces the risk of preventable conditions like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and obesity. Make sure your exercise program includes aerobic exercise, strength training, and stretching. This has been the Blue Health Minute with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi's health and wellness expert team. For more healthy tips, follow us on Facebook or visit bcbsms.com.